Good morning, this is Akashvani. I'm Sarabjit Kaur with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with President of Mongolia, Kurelsukh Ukna, in New Delhi today. US President Donald Trump and leaders of Egypt, Qatar and Turkey signed declaration to end war and bring peace to Gaza. Afghan Foreign Minister Amir Khan Muttaqi says Afghanistan achieved its objective in border clash with Pakistan. India strongly condemns Pakistan's effort to distract world from its own record of child rights abuses and ongoing cross-border terrorism. And three-day conclave of United Nations troop contributing countries chiefs to begin today in New Delhi. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with President of Mongolia, Kurelsukh Ukna, in New Delhi today. The two leaders will review the entire gamut of bilateral relations and exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Several MOUs are expected to be signed following the talks. The Mongolian president will meet President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan this evening. President Murmu will host a banquet in honor of the visiting dignitary. President Kurelsukh arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a four-day visit to India. He was received at the airport by Union Minister of State for Civil Aviation, Muralidhar Mohol. The president is accompanied by a high-level delegation comprising cabinet ministers, ministers of members of parliament, senior officials, business leaders and cultural representatives. This is President Kurelsukh's first visit to India as president. More details from our correspondent.
Diplomatic relations between India and Mongolia were established in 1955. Over the past seven decades, the two countries have developed a close and multifaceted partnership anchored in shared cultural and spiritual links and democratic values. The partnership spans across sectors such as defense and security, parliamentary exchanges, development partnership, energy, mining, information technology, education, healthcare, and cultural cooperation. India and Mongolia are strategic partners, spiritual neighbors, and third neighbors. The state visit of the Mongolian president will provide an opportunity for the leadership of both nations to review progress in bilateral relations, set the vision for strengthening the strategic partnership, and exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
US President Donald Trump and the leaders of Egypt, Qatar and Turkey have signed a declaration to end war and bring peace to Gaza at a summit in the Egyptian resort of Sharm el-Sheikh last night. Details from our correspondent.
The signing took place at the peace summit where the four leaders acted as guarantors of the Hamas-Israel ceasefire agreement. The deal, reached earlier this week, is a key part of Trump's broader regional peace plan. Speaking at the summit, President Trump said, "This is a tremendous day for the world and for the Middle East." He thanked the regional leaders for their support, saying everybody is happy, and added that he has done big deals before, but this has taken off like a rocket ship.
"This is the day that people across the region and around the world have been working, striving, hoping, and praying for. They have done things over the last month that I think were really unthinkable. Nobody thought this could happen. With the historic agreement we've just signed, those prayers of millions have finally been answered. At long last, we have peace in the Middle East."
Leaders and representatives from over 30 countries and international bodies took part in the summit, including India, UK, France, Germany, Canada, Saudi Arabia, European Union and UAE, among others. Aishwarya Rai Nigam, Akashvani News, Delhi.
US President Donald Trump has praised India and called Prime Minister Narendra Modi a very good friend during his speech at the Sharm el-Sheikh summit in Egypt. President Trump called India a great country with a very good friend of him, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, working at the top. Trump said Prime Minister Modi has just done a fantastic job.
"India is a great country with a very good friend of mine at the top, and he's just done a fantastic job."
This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the world news. Foreign Minister of Afghanistan Amir Khan Muttaqi has said that Afghanistan achieved its objective in the border clashes with Pakistan. Addressing media in Delhi, Afghanistan's foreign minister said that Afghanistan only launched a military operation after Pakistan's attack. Mr. Muttaqi, who is currently in India, said that Afghanistan's friendly countries like Qatar and other Arab nations asked them to stop the war. He further said that war is not the solution, but dialogue is. Earlier, Afghanistan's foreign minister said that India should engage with the US for lifting sanctions on the Chabahar port. Speaking at an interactive session with the industry representatives in New Delhi yesterday, he asserted that it is in favour of the optimum utilisation of the strategically located port. India strongly condemns Pakistan's effort to distract the world from its own record of child rights abuses and ongoing cross-border terrorism. India's parliamentary delegation representative, Nishikant Dubey, has strongly criticized Pakistan for human rights violations in his address at the 80th United Nations General Assembly in New York. He pointed out Pakistan's failure to protect children in conflict zones. Mr. Dubey has accused Pakistan of being one of the most serious violators of the UN's children and armed conflict agenda. He presented a long list of atrocities, including attacks on children, destruction of girls' schools, and cross-border shelling along the Afghanistan frontier that has left children either dead or injured. The Indian Army will host the United Nations troop-contributing countries UNTCC Chiefs Conclave in New Delhi beginning today. The three-day conclave, bringing together senior military leadership from 32 nations to deliberate on operational challenges, evolving threats, share best practices and build shared understanding on future peacekeeping. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will address the inaugural session of the conclave today. Moving on to the world of sports, in badminton, Denmark Open 2025 tournament is set to begin today in Odenis. We have more from our sports desk.
Star Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen and top men's doubles pair of Chirag Shetty and Satvik Sairaj will lead India's challenge at the Denmark Open starting today. Sen will be joined in men's singles by Ayush Shetty, while another pair of Sai Pratik and Prithvi Krishnamurthy Roy will also be in action. On to football, senior Indian men's team will take on Singapore in the fourth match of the AFC Asian Cup Saudi Arabia 2027 qualifiers final round in Goa today. The match will kick off at 7:30 p.m. Earlier, India began their AFC Under-17 Women's Asian Cup China 2026 qualifiers campaign with a thrilling 2-1 win over host Kyrgyz Republic in Bishkek yesterday. India now sit at top of Group G with only one team from the group progressing to the 12-team finals in China next year. With Aishwarya, this is Chirag Jha, Sports Desk.
In Test cricket, India were 114 for 3 wickets in first session of Day 5 in second Test match against West Indies at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi. India is heading towards a commanding victory as they just need 7 runs to clean sweep the series. The hosts resumed their innings this morning with KL Rahul and Sai Sudarshan on the crease. Earlier on Day 4, India came to bat with an easy target of 121 runs but soon lost Jaiswal's wicket. However, Rahul and Sai Sudarshan steadied the chase and ended Day 4 firmly. In the ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, South Africa claimed a thrilling 3-wicket victory over Bangladesh in Vishakhapatnam last night. Batting first, Bangladesh posted a total of 232 for 6 in their 50 overs. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with President of Mongolia, Khurelsukh Ukna, in New Delhi today. US President Donald Trump and leaders of Egypt, Qatar and Turkey signed declaration to end war and bring peace to Gaza. Afghan Foreign Minister Amir Khan Muttaqi says Afghanistan achieved its objective in border clash with Pakistan. India strongly condemns Pakistan's effort to distract the world from its own record of child rights abuses and ongoing cross-border terrorism, and three-day conclave of United Nations troop-contributing countries' chiefs to begin today in New Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.